This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To you. Hello. It's the DJD program. Hopefully you're having a good day. You're feeling good about the day. I feel wonderful about the day. Imagine how fortunate I am, and you are too, to start the day with people like Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I love my life most of the time. I hope it sounds like that. Welcome into the DJD. Really, ladies, don't you love your life most of the time? You don't have to love it all the time. But liking it and loving it, really, I think that helps to set the tone, doesn't it, for your life? Never mind the day-to-day stuff, but your life, if you feel great most of the time, then your life is going to be fulfilling. And oftentimes, you know, people who are, at least in my experience, who are down in the dumps all the time, who are nasty and aggravated and angry, those people don't live as long as the people who have a good, happy... I'm sure there are exceptions to the rule. But I also think that it's kind of innate. The more you listen, the more I listen to the three of you, the better I feel, frankly. So thank you.
Well, you will feel better about yourself. We're not that train wreck that these three are.
Is this because behind the scenes we're all taking the alcohol gray area tests and you feel better about yourself?
All right, bro, explain that, because all of them were talking about the gray test. I said, was that like drinking gray water? And then, of course, there was no response because we had to get back on the air.
Well, I need clarification of question number one. So,
with question number one. I love it.
Okay.
How often do you have drinks containing alcohol? So it's either never, and then skip to number 9 or 10. That's Doug's boring questionnaire. It's monthly or less, also sort of lame. 2 to 4 times a month, 2 to 3 times a week, 4 or more times a week. Here, my problem is this. I might have 4 drinks a week, but
yes,
it's usually on 2 days.
Right. So it's, yeah. So you're more
so
on
are
the
they talking
side.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
There you go. All right, well, drink up, ladies. I didn't hear Jay jumping in on that.
I was just thinking that just seems like such a jump between the two options of 2 to 4 times a month or 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, that's a huge
jump. Doesn't
it
just seem like a jump? Like, I feel like I fall a little bit in between that category.
You're in
some
the gray
people,
area.
I can't make it past the first question.
Some people have alcohol every day, and that I don't know if that means that you're out of control. If you have one drink a day, it's no secret. I grew up around an alcoholic mother who by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon was done after having had probably at that point 6 or 8 beers. So I don't have a good sense of the people I've been around. The women that I've been around in my life have all been moderate to not drinking at all.
That trend has changed because especially during the pandemic, more and more women have increased their drinking, like exponentially, apparently.
You?
Doctors.
Are you? Does that include the three of you?
I've gone back to normal now, but yeah,
what
I mean,
does
for
that
a
mean?
While.
What's normal mean for you? If you're taking this gray water test.
Yeah, Victoria. How many drinks
really
is normal?
I don't know. You know, I haven't gotten through the test yet, so I don't know if I technically have a problem.
So it's like the highest you can go here is 4 or more times a week. So let's just say it's 4. 4 drinks a week doesn't seem like all that much to me. That's 4 glasses
it's
of
not.
Wine over 7
right.
days.
Yeah, that's not a lot. I know. So I would be in that category.
I think
category
that's pretty good, actually.
Listen to the emphasis on that.
Now, it says, how many do you have in a typical day? 10 or more is an option? I mean, I'm sorry.
Who's
drinking 10?
10 or more. Unless you're on a cruise and you're trying to check off all your 21 alcoholic beverages.
Right. Then how often do you have 6 or more drinks on one occasion? You know, I mean, that's a lot. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. To answer your question, though, Doug, I think every one of my friends, we all have kind of joked about this. But, you know, like, the initial lockdown was supposed to be 2 weeks back a year ago in March.
Right.
And
yeah.
Everybody kind of stocked
up. How'd that work out for you?
Yeah. Well, everybody I know stocked up on wine and cheese, and it was basically like a 2-week happy hour. And then
my girlfriends were all into peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, okay. I've never even heard of that. But that sounds
horrendous. So I went out and bought a bottle of it just because they were so into it. It's delicious. I'm not a huge whiskey person.
But yeah, I can't do the brown liquor. That doesn't really...
It's more like a dessert than it is like something that you could drink a lot of. Like you could pour it over ice cream, maybe.
Like we started out, we just, you know, got some more wine and we had some vodka. And then by the, you know, a couple months in, you know, Lewis had a decanter of whiskey. I had some port. We were like full on Downton Abbey in a month in. We were having a little glass of port after dinner. I think everybody got into these habits. And, you know, alcohol is habitual and you do... I think a lot of people miss the habit of it. It's like with cigarette smoking.
It's like smoking, yeah.
Yeah, like if you're not full-on addicted to cigarette smoking. Like if you were a social smoker, like I socially smoked a little bit in college. And sometimes if I have it, not anymore, but at the time, you know, in my early 20s, if I would have a drink, I'd kind of miss having a cigarette with it. But that kind of stuff is very habitual, and it doesn't take a long time to make those habits form.
You're right on. There, in my experience.
And I think that's where we've gotten into trouble, because what was supposed to be a two-week bender turns into a whole year.
So are men the same as women, though, when it comes to this sort of thing, functionally?
I don't know about pre-pandemic. I just know I've seen so many stories during the pandemic that more women were drinking than ever.
People were doing more. You know, I laugh about this, but truly, I think a lot more people started drinking during the week than they probably did on the weekend. A lot of people started drinking earlier in the day, like day drinking.
How many people
probably
were more productive when they were sloshed at home?
A lot of unemployed people. I have a lot of friends who lost their jobs or who were furloughed for months. And, yeah, it's like the afternoon. It's like they never drank during the week, and all of a sudden 4 o'clock hits.
Afternoon delight.
It's time for a margarita, you know. Mm-hmm.
Then you also had to-go alcohol. So many restaurants doing that, and I feel like that was kind of a novelty bit of fun of like, hey, I can get this alcohol to-go.
It's like living in New Orleans everywhere.
I know, every week, to-go cups.
It's Mardi Gras time in Duluth, Montana, or Duluth, Minnesota, wherever Duluth is. All right, 13 after the hour on the DJV program in a moment. What's going on in Texas with guns right after this?
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, all the ladies and the gentlemen here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. So Texas lawmakers apparently have approved a bill that will allow people who are 21 and older to carry handguns without a license, without a background check, and without any training. Who thinks, other than me, this is a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea. The bad guys are already going to be carrying handguns. Why
without any background check?
It's still going to be additional background check. There's still background checks in the state of Texas. It's just nothing additional to get a concealed carry, which I think is fine.
No, this is no permit. Right, you don't have to have a permit
isn't
or anything.
This clear to me. I need some clarification on this then.
This is no background check, no permit, no training. You can go anywhere, buy a gun. That's it. It's yours legally.
No, that's against the grain of what the rest of the country.
But you know what's going to be interesting?
Totally for the Constitution.
But is 13
no background
other,
check? Is
no
that
background
we,
check.
Is the
no background check is not. That's not in the Constitution. Background
I understand. But is it? But does it make
state
sense?
Constructs. If it does for Texas, sure, it's their state. That's what works
Jennifer,
in their state, yes.
You're on a limb on this one, my dear.
For you, rest of your listeners, they might agree with me that you stand up for the Second Amendment.
Too many
gun owner that I know, like every we talk about responsible gun owners, they all are in favor of background checks. When you look at even the NRA membership, not the leadership, the membership, 80-something percent is in favor of responsible gun ownership and
background
checks. Background
checks are good, but if Texas feels that it's not appropriate for them or if it's not working for them, they get to change that, not you, Doug.
Okay.
Not you, Victoria, not me, Jennifer. I mean, that's Texas that gets
No,
to make
but
that
then
rule.
Do they carry the gun outside of Texas? What do they do when they leave Texas?
No, you have to abide by the laws of your state.
Which
same thing
happen,
with everybody else.
I'm going to bet you that won't get
Here's
Texas.
The thing.
Demographics
you don't have to worry about the people
rapidly.
Who are following the laws. You have to worry about the criminals who get the
I agree
guns
with that.
Anyway.
But how
would rather have?
But,
I'd rather
right,
have an
but,
army filled with good
right,
guys.
But you're allowing
guns,
this law guy. Is allowing bad guys, quote unquote bad guys, to buy a gun legally and not have to worry about anything. There is no background check. So there is no
them,
there. The lines are blurred between the good guys and the bad guys here.
A lot of people love to go after Texas for whatever they do. But you know what? We'll see how it happens. Look what they did with COVID, and they came out on top of that. Maybe this is going to be.
I have a problem
Texas
with
has
Texas.
More mass shootings than any other state, too. So I'm not
also
really.
Also pretty big. I think I think California is actually
population.
What state is Marjorie Taylor Greene from? What state is Marjorie
Georgia.
Taylor Greene from?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I read a profile of her. As you know, I think it's funny. You three of you made fun of me.
You seem to be obsessed with
her. Oh,
yeah,
will you calm down?
With
I haven't
Liz
said
Cheney
what I
read. And Marjorie
okay. that sort of is where I'm going with this. Thank you for sort of underscoring.
Sort of like twins. So
yeah, I know. You've got a weird type. Looks-wise, I think you've got a type.
Really?
Go ahead. Tell us. Regale us with tales of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I'm not
Greene.
Sure that I want to now after
the brain
that
trust
comment.
That is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Go
so
ahead.
So what is there? No, let's just clarify. Get a little clarification here. What is it that you think appeals to me about the two of them?
I don't know.
Or
they're
about
blonde,
any woman that you know that I've been hanging around with. Jennifer's seen more of the women that I've hung around with than you have, at least in person. So what is there, what do you, Jennifer, you need to weigh in on this, please, because.
I think that, I mean,
all
what, I've met you, no, not all of them, but most of them are a type. I think Hillary was the exception, probably. She had the darker.
You know, I
but
talked
but
to her yesterday
time,
for the first time in 14 years.
Oh, that's exciting.
Interesting you bring
How's
her
she
up.
Doing?
She's, she's
she a widow?
Much,
Doug's on a widow kick.
No, she's not a widow.
No, she was the one yeah. who was pregnant when Doug started dating her.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And her daughter is now 17.
Good
She
God.
Sent me a picture
Just
of her.
Stop my, telling me that right now.
Oh, my God. All right, anyway, let's go back to this.
Wow.
The reason I brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene is because as I read a profile of her yesterday, yeah, I do. I find her looks appealing as I find sort of Liz Cheney's looks appealing. But then I listen to them talk, and I find something different. I thought it was interesting. Liz Taylor sort of went with a Republican leadership yesterday.
Liz Taylor did?
Liz Taylor? Liz Taylor?
Now it's one person?
Yeah, right. Liz,
for her, from
Liz
high above.
Cheney and Marjorie Taylor Greene put them together.
Jeez.
Anyway, I think Greene is an idiot. I mean, I guess that's maybe my point. Stepping over the line is the point, she said in an interview yesterday. She said, I want to be over the line.
Right.
I want
to be headlines, and then you talk about her.
Right, okay, so I'll stop talking about her. 21 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, let's get at it here. 23 after the hour, trending time. Jay Kirshner is at the ready with Jennifer and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to go back to this business, which seems to be for now 2 days. We've had, what did you, I didn't pronounce it right, décolletage?
Décolletage.
Décolletage. All right.
Yeah, so you anyway. Just learned this now at your age, what that means. Just very odd.
And what has age got to do with the use of décolletage?
Because it's an old-fashioned term that's not even used anymore. It's much more your era than ours. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I remember liking
it. It used to be a polite way to say cleavage or to refer to, you know, it was like the fancy way of referring to cleavage without it being skeevy or pervy.
I never referred to it either way.
You tell someone that you know your stuff's always hanging out. You know, like when you say something like that to somebody that you supposed to
know. No, wouldn't you refer to them as breasts and just leave it at that? Is that
No, because décolletage doesn't refer to the whole breast. It's just the cleavage.
Yeah, I would say cleavage. Yeah, I would just say cleavage.
Isn't there some nicer, even all of those terms seem to be, that could offend somebody in some way, even using the term breast could
Who's offended by that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like that you make stuff up.
Probably the person who used décolletage.
Décolletage is not offensive at all.
It's not offensive, it's just old. It's old
It's old, but welcome to the party.
It's like
50
reading.
Years
I think I feel like if you were reading Cosmo like in 1974, they would talk about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't. I was just looking at the pictures in 1974. All right, so Jay, bring us to this Florida high school, the yearbook, and what our listeners are saying. There are a lot of comments that have shown up at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show. Excuse me. So what are people saying?
Well, regarding this whole thing, Annette Bleach says, it's a joke. This is a news story. School has rules. No cleavage. I wish school would have left their pictures out.
Really?
That
would have been better, by the way. If they thought that it was some violation of a dress code, it would have been better to leave them out than to try to Photoshop. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Exactly. Or at least reach out to them and be like, hey, this is the photo we're putting in,
we're
and it's the Photoshopped one, or we're not going to put your photo in, period. What would you prefer?
Or all just tell the girls, bring two tops.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
You know, retake
the
photo.
Yeah.
Especially because a lot of these girls have even come out and said that these are tops that they've worn so many times to school before and it never seemed
ridiculous.
To be an issue. Another comment, Tony Echeverry, I'm sorry if I butchered your name, says MCGA make cleavage great again. Reminder, these are like 14, 15, and 16-year-old girls we're talking about.
Yeah. Settle down, dude.
There's an old ledge for you. Okay, who's next?
Jeff Main says, okay, so what?
Okay.
Ryan Linetti calls it stupid and points out, but if it was a trans man with boobs, it would be discrimination. I feel like this was discriminating anyway.
That's interesting.
That's
why it's in the news.
Right.
So how does trans men get boobs? They just have...
It would be a trans woman, but I sort of see what he's trying to say, I think. I mean, he's not being complimentary towards trans people.
No.
Well, because he's basically saying that, you know, that it's okay, right, the current situation is okay, but if it was a trans person, then it would be discrimination. So he's basically, he's siding with censorship and then trying to also make a backhanded point about trans people.
Okay.
But he did it in the wrong way, so I'm not sure I even
understand that. All right. Elliot Page. Who's Elliot Page?
Formerly known as Ellen Page, Juno star, who came out as trans. He got he had his breasts removed and posted his first shirtless photo. And dude is rocking, like, it's not even a six-pack. It is a 10-pack.
He looks amazing.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. I was so happy for him. He looks
I counted. Like,
so is he a boy or a girl originally? I'm lost here.
Ellen Page was an actress in Juno. You've seen her in other things. And she has gone through gender reassignment, and now she's Elliot Page.
Okay. So she could have given her boobs to the guy Brian Linetti was talking about. Maybe. Okay, the download. Don't forget to check it out at djvshow.com. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's way too dangerous for cats and kittens, cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved little fur balls. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. Here's what you need to do. Now, you may think I'm a little crazy, but you can't teach a cat to walk on a leash and harness. As a matter of fact, a figure-eight harness is the way to go. First, bring the harness into the house, put it down next to the cat's food so there's a good association. Then just before you feed her after a couple of days, put the harness on, take it off, put it on, take it off, eventually add the leash. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, you can go a long way in satisfying kitty's wanderlust. It will allow kitty so many extra freedoms, will be able to go outside, watch the birds, roll around in the grass without any problem. So take the time, teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. Some people think you're crazy, but you know what? It's good for you and your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate confirmed Kristen Clark to head the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. Clark was confirmed with a close 51-48 vote Tuesday afternoon. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, did not vote, and Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, was the only GOP vote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Clark was unfit for the Justice Department due to her past political comments. Steve Bannon, former aide to President Trump on Tuesday, won dismissal of an indictment that accused him of defrauding donors to a fund to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. The wall remains unfinished. Over 1,100 pounds of methamphetamine concealed in a watermelon shipment were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in California last week. The bust was made last Tuesday at the Otay Mesa port of entry after authorities stopped an unnamed 47-year-old Mexican national driving a truck with a trailer. Otay Mesa is 8 miles east of Tijuana, Mexico. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Canada's 10 provinces and 3 territories continue to block fully vaccinated Americans from entering their country. This, as the country continues to benefit from the United States as we supply their 38 million citizens with COVID-19 vaccines. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in?
Chris Christie is a former federal prosecutor and was the 55th governor of New Jersey from 2010 to 2018. The federal government has given the green light for states to offer cash incentives to encourage residents to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Treasury Department on Tuesday updated its guidance for how states and local governments can spend coronavirus relief money that passed in March. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The hour now. Thank you for being here. If you're working out while you're listening to us, squeeze those muscles. Squeeze them. Because that's the way you get results, right, ladies? Squeeze those muscles.
All right, Richard Simmons.
I just keep thinking pinch them pennies.
Richard Simmons, whatever happened to him?
That's a good question. I think about that often. No joke, I really do. I love Richard Simmons. I just love Richard Simmons, and I met him once. He was just, like, everything you wanted him to be. He was just this effervescent, bubbly ball of light and love and just energy and positivity. He's just, the rumor for the last several years is that he hasn't been well and that he's, kind of homebound. I don't really know. No one seems to know.
I sat next to him on a plane once from I think it was
his energy is real. That's not an act.
Yeah, like, no, it wasn't. But he was, and he wore that out. He wore
the
same.
Oh, he always wears the outfit.
The same outfit, and he was so cold in the plane that he wrapped himself in a blanket. But he had lots to say, and then all of a sudden he fell asleep.
Right.
But very interesting human being. As you know, the world is full of interesting people. If you just give it a chance, interesting, crazy people, because that's kind of what we're all about. All right, speaking of interesting and crazy, The U.S. Supreme Court has denied the appeal of a retired federal agent who wanted to challenge the legal immunity for police officers. He was injured during an arrest and blocked from suing for damages. Because that's the thing, right? You can't sue the government? Is that
right?
But you can sue, like, when people sue the police department and they get $26 million. Wasn't that what Floyd's family got?
Civil 26- stuff. $25 million, $27 million, something like that. But I think a lot of it has to do with criminality. And there is, I mean, there is still a way for police officers. I mean, look at Derek Chauvin. He had no immunity in the case of George Floyd. But there is some immunity offered to officers, I think, early on. So they were trying to change that law. And I don't think that the Supreme Court wanted to pick it up. If there wasn't enough there, a lot of it has to do not with what the Supreme Court wants to pick up, but what the undercourts ruled and how they ruled and whether or not the Supreme Court thought there was any argument in how they ruled. So,
okay. So you want to boil that down for us, Jennifer?
I think she just did.
I think I just did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Like, the Supreme Court doesn't just go, you know, we feel
they
like doing this today.
Right.
It's like, it's always based on the legislation. Yeah, it's always built on how the other courts have applied the law. If they don't think there's anything to argue, then they typically don't pick up the cases. If they think that there is to argue, then they'll pick it up.
Okay, names in the news. Amy Klobuchar. Remember her? She ran for president, senator from Minnesota. She has said something and done something that I completely agree with. And I thought I'd go around the room and see what the attitude is and wonder out loud whether Jay wants to ask this question as part of our inquisitorial basis on social media at DJV Show. Klobuchar is leading the effort to reopen trade agreements with Cuba. There is nothing that makes more sense to me, and I didn't understand why Trump, other than, they're communists, we can't do business with them, when we do business with every other damn communist country in the world. Hello, look at China. I mean, how it was just dumb. Anyway, so she has reintroduced a bill that will allow the U.S. to export goods to Cuba. Now, this, by the way, wasn't ever formalized. We tried to make this work, but it hasn't happened since the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1961.
Yeah, I think Obama opened up tourism.
Yeah, he started. Yeah, exactly.
But there was no official because the Republicans in the House and Senate didn't want to do anything. So yeah,
but why?
It just became.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's
why?
I don't know why you would pick on Cuba as one, like you said. Why?
Because Cuba is basically just like a satellite state for Russia. I mean,
we
do business with Russia.
The influence
and China.
Of Russia. Cuba is very close to us. Number one. Number two. When Obama reopened it, remember our ambassadors, our diplomats were attacked with that sonic sound thing that happened in Cuba.
But
so
it happened elsewhere, too. And we didn't just shut off relationships with the country.
It didn't, I don't think, happened elsewhere. I think it happened.
I thought that was disproven on a tech level. I thought that was disproven.
But you know what? Even so, this is the gold mine of opportunity for American businesses, for tourism, and to not
tourism,
have
tourism, I can understand, but what businesses are going to profit from this?
But trade with the Cubans, buying and selling our cars. They haven't had a new car down there in 40 years.
They can't even get car parts from America. They have all these beautiful old American cars with Russian cheap-ass parts in them. And then that's part of the reason why they have such a pollution problem, too.
China thing.
Exactly. They're all. So I think there are a lot of opportunities. I agree with you, Doug, on this 100%.
That's nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I give you one every once in a while.
Oh, yes. Okay, other names in the news. Gaga has what's going on with her? She's given the key to the city because of her success as a performer, right? So she now, Jennifer, is the queen for a day in West Hollywood. How about that? It was a way for, on Robertson, really? There's a street painting on Robertson. Robertson's a cool street. You like Robertson? I think Robertson's a very cool street. Yeah,
I don't have anything against it. A lot of shops,
Well, it's just kind of, there's a warm feeling for some. I don't know why I think that. Robertson is just kind of one of those warm places, like Doheny, but Doheny is a more residential. It's up a couple of streets up, but there's something about that area That's cool. Anyway, so why did Gaga get the key to the city? What's she doing?
Well, it was a tribute to her her second album.
Probably yes. Big stuff with the gay community, too. West Hollywood
exactly.
Is like a huge gay mecca.
Yeah. So her album, her second album was called Born This Way, and it celebrated its 10th anniversary this past weekend. So it was a celebration of the album, and then they named May 23rd Born This Way Day, and then they have the street painting on Robertson that you were just mentioning, and then it's also kicked off, I believe it was Harvey Milk Day as well, which kicks off the month-long celebration of Pride. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So let's see here, fate of the Matthew Perry thing. We were talking about that last week. I just want to underscore the fact for those of you who didn't hear or haven't heard that that reunion show is on May 27th. All right, so that is Thursday
night. Yeah,
Thursday night. That'll be what people will be watching.
Big night.
Big night with Jennifer and Courtney and Lisa and David and Matt and Matthew. So this, and it'd be interesting to see after people actually see it what they say about Matthew Perry, see what the reaction, the general reaction is to him and whatever people were talking about. I noticed that LeVar Burton, who hosts Reading Rainbow, why is it called that in the first place? Is that why?
It was a kid's show, Reading Rainbow.
About reading. I grew up on Reading Rainbow. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Really?
Why did they call it that?
It had nothing to do with gay rights or anything. I'm just asking.
Because it was about reading.
Right.
Yeah. It was probably alliteration, you know.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, I always look for the behind the scenes. You know, what? It could be that it had something to do with gay stuff. That's what
it didn't.
The Rainbow Coalition was all about.
It didn't. It was Reading Rainbow, and now LeVar Burton is going to be one of the guest hosts of Jeopardy. I think that's coming up in July. And but he's also starting his own adult book club because he did all the stuff for kids. So now he's got his own adult book club, which he actually already hosts online. It's very popular, which is how he actually got to Jeopardy, because there was a write-in campaign. It got over 100,000 signatures.
Oh, really?
It was even maybe it was even 300,000. It was a huge number of people who said that he should be given a chance to host Jeopardy. He may end up, a lot of people are kind of speculating that he may end up being the best one out of all of them.
The host? Really?
Yeah, he's a huge Jeopardy fan and a trivia nerd, so he
is he pretty smart, generally speaking?
Very, very smart.
Right. All right, here's the story that we've all been waiting for. The body of an older man had been missing for a long time. His family couldn't find him. They found him, however, yesterday in a dinosaur statue in Barcelona. How it happened?
That's weird.
A stegosaurus figure on display in Santa Coloma, which is apparently a suburb of Barcelona.
So there's been a dead body in it this whole time?
Yes.
For all these years?
39-year-old man reported missing by his family some time ago.
Firefighters. Do people not, like, know he was going there, or does no one visit that museum? Because you would think you might notice a dead body,
unless a smell of a dead body.
It was inside of the dinosaur's leg. They had to cut it open to get away. I think maybe what attracted him to it was the smell. That's how they got. But how would you get inside?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, there are those dinosaurs that are in Palm Desert or in Cabazon that you can climb into that were featured prominently in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yes. I've always wanted to visit that little dinosaur park or whatever it is.
It's really something to see. I'll tell you that much.
It's like on my bucket list.
You might want to just skip it. It's all right.
Oh, no.
Your bucket list includes having Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No, visiting the dinosaur park in Palm Desert where it was a prominent scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Ever since I was a little kid, I've wanted to go and see those dinosaurs. Oh, wow, Simone, I want to go and see it. But now Jen is telling me that I should just not waste my
time. It's like right by a gas station.
Not the most charming place. Miles, my grandson, has gone into this whole thing with dinosaurs, so you might take him with you. You'd probably have a great time with Miles. He's great. He's actually a great conversationalist, especially when it comes to dinosaurs.
And what's cool, Victoria, he could be our designated driver.
Right.
Right, exactly. 45 past the hour. Coming up in a moment, what's going on with home sales here in America?
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, so here we go with the, we've talked about jobs, now let's talk about home sales. Apparently, because there are very little inventory, people are pushing and pulling, trying to get into, my friend the real estate guy told me yesterday, he sold a house at 25% more than the asking.
Yeah.
Even though existing sales dropped to like 2.5 points in April from the previous month, there's still, at this rate, it's almost 6 million units a year. That's way over what is the norm. It really is.
And how much people are paying this house? But my mom's got 35 offers, I think, 37 offers on it. I mean, ridiculous.
And the average median price in the country for a home at the moment is $341,000. That's an increase of almost 20% from the same time last year. That is really remarkable. I don't understand. Maybe part of it is the fixed rate for mortgages is now 2.8%, something like that.
Well, it went up. It's now almost 3.5%. Yeah.
Right.
It's gone up.
Meanwhile,
it is interesting though that the higher, the more expensive the house, the higher the profit margin. Like the more offers and the higher end, it's insane.
You look at the Zillow listings in Boise, Idaho, for example. The sale price has gone up 25% from a year earlier. Stamford, Connecticut up 19%. This is the hottest market in 14 years.
It's nuts.
Every place you go. And you just wonder what is driving.
Great if you can sell, but good luck if you want to buy. Right.
Well, millennials that are in their early 30s apparently are the ones that are pushing the envelope here. Everybody wants to own their own home, except for Victoria, who doesn't want to. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ready with me now is my dear friend Uri Geller, who comes to us from his home in Tel Aviv in Israel. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about the obvious things that are going on over there that are very unpleasant, but they seem to have subsided somewhat, Uri, yes?
Oh, yes. You know, the minute they signed on the ceasefire, the rockets stopped. But if you check my Instagram now, and you will see what hasn't stopped. Yesterday I got a short video of a young soldier sitting down with a, I would say, 2-foot knife stuck in his back.
Ooh.
So you've got these people out there, terrorists, who walk around in the middle of Jerusalem and they pull out a knife and they stab you in the back. It's very difficult to stop something like that.
Well, that's it. But the point is that we need to all work together, hopefully. And you, with your powerful mind, must be, people are asking you all the time, what can you do, Uri, to try to change the way people think? And it's not an easy, there's nothing easy about it, that's for sure. Right? Because people are so steeped in their beliefs.
Especially when you're dealing with religion and they're fighting in the name of religion and brainwashing and all kinds of inciting videos, like very famous influential, you know, people who influence
people.
Influencers like the sisters Hadid, and they go on all the time. In my opinion, they use words that make Jews feel terrible and probably incite people to, into anti-Semitism. Anyhow.
Well, you know what? Hold on a second. That's because they're ignorant. The ignorance that comes oftentimes built on religion, you said it a few minutes ago, the idea of these religious zealots, the Ayatollah is a great example of that. You know, we can say that easily here. I think that sometimes the Pope could be put into, I mean, any religion that fosters hatred, and that's what this is all about, for it's just about fear and control. And why people don't see through that, I guess it's, we all are different,
And some people need religion as a crutch to survive, like they need alcohol to survive or drugs to survive, because religion is basically just a drug. People would say, well, Uri Geller is a Jew, so how is that any different than being a Muslim? And I don't know that I have an answer for that. Maybe you do.
What I have written under this short video of a young man sitting with a knife stuck in his back is basically, these are my words. I say, my dear friends, the war, sadly, is not over. This just happened in the center of Jerusalem. This is a sword, not a knife. This happens when you incite and vilify the Jewish people. Gigi, Bella, Dua, are you satisfied now? And my posting got huge viewings and lots of comments. And my friend Rabbi Shmuley Boteach actually put a full-page ad in the New York Times. You should Google that and read what he says. So you see, you said it, it's incitement that causes this. A lot of Jews were beaten up in New York, in London, in Los Angeles. So this is just shocking because the incitement carries words that are false and lies, and that's what we're dealing with now.
Keep your hopes high. There's a great song that is basically a way of thinking, keep your hopes high. And, you know, I don't know how we ignore some of it. We just ignore it. I ignore a lot of social media because I think it's junk. But a lot of people are under that influence because children aren't being taught anymore, Uri, how to think. They're being taught what to think. And that indoctrination, you know, a lot of these people who are from the Palestinian side and, you know, some, frankly, some of the radical Orthodox Jews, the same thing. I mean, come on. At some point, you got to all get together and realize we're here together working in a very small country on a very small planet. And hopefully there'll be some insight into that. All right, well, thank you for bringing us the update. Uri Geller's, your Instagram is?
The Uri Geller, The Uri Geller.
The Uri Geller.
And you should get on it and see what I do. And it's quite fascinating because I post every 2 or 3 days.
Social media, The Uri Geller. His website is urigeller.com. Check that out as well. Thanks, Uri, and best of luck to you and the family.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.